teeth in trucks. Listen to Kaizen and Violet. Listen to Stars and Stripes. Listen to Texas. Listen to Bells. Listening to WJFC Agra, Creative Community Magical Radio.
Do you enjoy the arts, have an interest in art classes and meeting your local creative community? Then join us at the Athens Cultural Center on the first Friday of each month from 5 to 7 p.m. View our latest exhibition over free nibbles and drinks hosted by our ACC board members and get to know us. We are at 24 2nd Street in Athens and online at athensculturalcenter.org. We look forward to meeting you.
WGXC underwriting support is provided in part by Sun Common, supporting vibrant communities across New York for over 15 years, offering custom solar installations for homes, farms, and businesses. Information at suncommon.com.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of the McPees of East Hampton, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about Creative Community Radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate. Thank you for your support.
You have the already global networks. So my argument is very simple. The present media is too large and wasteful. From now on, we should think about the smaller media to diverse our culture and community. I have different idea on airwave. Airwave belong to the every people, everybody, not to the states or a government. Okay, I will make the transmitter now.
Hello and welcome to Music of Recent Centuries. Tonight we're going to have a slightly different show. I'm actually going to play a full recording of a concert that I performed recently. And throughout it, you'll hear some discussion and talking about what we're playing. And so I'm going to let that play. And so it will give you an idea of what we're playing throughout, some discussion, as I said. And then after that, I'm going to play a couple more pieces not played during my concert, not played by me, that I want to learn for future playing. So I think that'll make an interesting show. And I hope you enjoy.
Part of what we wanted to do today is keep this a little bit casual in the sense that we've just been working on these pieces for a long time and we wanted to present them, but not create an atmosphere which is really precious and too uptight. So sort of extemporizing right now, just saying. I hadn't heard him play like in such a great like resonant space, that Bach, and it's, you know, sounds great. And it's made like massive like development improvements over the time. Even now, I feel like, wow, I didn't even know you could play that so well. So that's awesome. So we've been playing together for a couple of years. We first started when Miles, how were you, 10, 11?
Yeah.
You know about that? He was playing piano, and I gave him lessons, and we just decided, like, over some time that like, maybe give that a break, and when he came back, he just decided to do coaching, so he just comes to my studio almost every Sunday, and we just work on the repertoire that he's working on with a friend of mine, a Dutch cellist, via Zoom, because the cellist lives in Spain now. But he has lessons with him, and then we do coachings, and I try to, you know, follow what my friend is teaching him, and then talk about things, and, you know, any musical aspects, ideas about music that come up, we try to explore. So for me, it's been really special and an interesting kind of teaching, and I've really appreciated it. It's been a great part of my teaching life. So some of the pieces that Miles has been working on include well-known Saint-Saëns, piece The Swan. The Swan belongs to a collection of pieces called Carnival of the Animals that's often performed. But The Swan is often used as a kind of an encore piece or just a standalone piece because it's like 3 minutes, about 3 minutes, and it's just super beautiful. Everyone knows the theme. So we're going to do that. Then these pieces by, to me, unknown, obviously some kind of Northern European composer, because his name is impossible to pronounce. It's got some umlauts and some double consonances. Knolk. Anyway, short pieces for piano and cello. We're doing a selection of those. And then we're going to end with a piece by Arvo Pärt, an Estonian composer who's well known for these really beautiful, kind of mystical, slow, repetitive pieces. And this is probably his most famous piece, which is called In the Spiegel, im Spiegel, which means mirror in mirror. It's German, means mirror in mirror. And is used in films, Netflix movies. You can hear it. It's like, because it's a really kind of arresting, there's an arresting beauty of it. It's very simple sounding. It's actually really hard to play, but these really long notes in the cello that take a lot of muscle to like hold a long note like that. It's like, I don't know, slowly lifting weights. It's like, it's hard to do. And the piece lasts about eight, nine minutes. We decided on a different tempo because the tempo marking, the metronome marking, says to play it at 80 beats per minute. But we decided it was just deathly slow. So it's kind of ironic because saying deathly slow because, and in fact, this guy's like emergency medicine trained, or emergency response trained, because I heard a long time ago on the radio about like resuscitation and CPR, and these techniques, and how to remember how many compressions to give a non-responding a cardiac person who you might come across. And the idea was to use the Bee Gees Staying Alive, which like my generation, and not the only ones, but can remember. Like you can't get that tempo of that out of your head. And that's actually 100 beats per minute. And that's Staying Alive, and that kind of works. And it's so also keeping this piece from completely dying, we decided to stay alive. We're going to use that 100 beats a little bit faster than what the composer wanted. So there's basically three chunks, a shorter piece, called The Swan. Finish that. Then we'll go into three or four pieces. Four pieces of this composed of Milk, and then we'll finish it off with this very kind of ethereal Spiegel by Arvo Pärt.
Thank you. Thank you.
enjoyed the live portion of this show, which is slightly different than anything I've done in the past, so I hope you enjoyed it. Now I'm going to pivot to some music not played by myself, but a piece that I'm actually working on, and who knows, maybe will perform in the future. And that is a Brahms cello sonata, which I'm sure has made, a portion of it has made an appearance on the show before, but I'm going to play the whole thing since it's just one of my favorites. And that will close out the hour of a sort of a different show, but I think one of my favorites probably. And I hope you'll tune in again next month on the third Sunday of the month at 7 p.m. for more music of recent centuries.
Thank you.
Thank you.